Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Do Ontario gamblers favor licensed iGaming sites? The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario has released a new Ipsos study revealing that 86% of online gamblers in Ontario are playing at regulated gaming sites 2 years after the market launched. The study, co-commissioned by iGaming Ontario, also found that the province's online gaming industry has created over 120,000 jobs since its first year of going live. As this Made in Ontario iGaming market celebrates its second anniversary, AGCO shared that 86% of players are now participating on regulated sites. Police raids in Chiang Mai lead to shutdown of illegal gambling sites. Police in Thailand have announced that as part of a crackdown on illegal gambling in the country, they have raided premises in Chiang Mai, resulting in several arrests and shutting down illegal online sites. Officers in Provincial Police Region 5 received a tip about alleged illegal gambling in Chiang Mai and obtained a warrant to raid a premises in the Serafi district. Following the raid, police made multiple arrests and seized cash and goods, including laptops used to run the illegal gambling operation. Sports betting boom leads to increase in problem gambling hotline calls. Gambling addiction hotlines say the number of people making contact and using their services has soared in recent years, fueled by an increase in sports betting. They point to new technology and advertising as a reason for the rise in sports wagering. In 2018, the Supreme Court permitted sports betting, and since then, more than 30 states have allowed mobile sports betting. Responsible gambling organizations in some states in the U.S. have raised concerns that they have seen a significant rise in calls to problem gambling helplines. GambleAware's self-assessment tool reports major user engagement. GambleAware has revealed that more than 100,000 individuals have used its online self-assessment tool since its launch a year ago. Of the total number of people, 28,000 subsequently sought additional support from a qualified advisor through the National Gambling Helpline. According to the organization, the increase in uptake corresponds with the growing number of individuals seeking treatment and support through the National Gambling Support Network. The trend was also reflected in the number of individuals receiving extended early intervention support, which grew to 20%. Merkur investigated for allegedly exploiting cancer patients' slot play. The UK Gambling Commission is investigating Merkur over allegations that it was exploiting a vulnerable player. Merkur runs a network of gaming centres across the UK where visitors can enjoy slots with stakes of up to £2 a spin. Often, these centres are open around the clock and as such, they are increasingly popular with players. The company is owned by Germany's Gosselmann Group and it operates 228 of these slot centres, making it the second biggest in the UK, after Admiral Slots. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.